This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday ended his faltering re-election bid and endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," he said, while adding, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara reports it sent political shockwaves around the country and threw an element of turmoil into the election just months before voters go to the polls.
This was kind of expected, but it was also sort of a surprise. I mean, a large part of the Washington political circle have been speculating that he might announce it this weekend, but nobody knew for sure until it happened.
Hear more from White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara on VOA's International Edition. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said on Sunday he thinks Vice President Kamala Harris will be easier to defeat in November's election than Democratic President Joe Biden. CNN said the Republican former president made the comments to the network shortly after Biden announced his decision. Trump and his campaign later also attacked Biden and Harris on social media while saying Biden was unfit to continue serving as president. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Washington on Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a speech before a joint session of Congress. The visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen and the U.S. in the midst of a messy election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. The risks only increased with Biden's decision on Sunday to drop out of the race. The Israeli army on Sunday sent out the first batch of draft orders to ultra-Orthodox men in a move that could threaten the Israeli government after the Supreme Court of Israel said their exemption from service was illegal. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
A total of 3,000 draft orders will be sent to men who the army believes are not engaged in full-time study. The original exemption from armed service was for ultra-Orthodox Jews who are studying Jewish texts full-time and believe that their prayer and study contribute to Israeli society. Several prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbis have urged their students to ignore the draft orders, which could lead to their arrest. Moshe Roth, an ultra-Orthodox lawmaker, says he does not believe many ultra-Orthodox men will eventually serve. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
As the world tries to recover from a global tech outage, some malicious actors are trying to take advantage of the situation. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The global outage that disrupted businesses and travel worldwide was caused by a faulty software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Now some are trying to exploit the chaos by posing as CrowdStrike employees, pretending to offer help in what are actually phishing schemes. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz has warned businesses to be vigilant. Microsoft said 8.5 million devices running its Windows operating system were affected by the faulty cybersecurity update that led to worldwide disruptions. Karen Chamas, London.
Bangladesh's top court on Sunday scaled back contentious civil service hiring rules but failed to mollify university student leaders whose demonstrations against the scheme sparked nationwide clashes that have killed 155 people. What began as a protest against politicized admission quotas for sought-after government jobs turned last week into some of the worst unrest of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's tenure. Soldiers are patrolling cities across Bangladesh after riot police failed to restore order, while a nationwide internet blackout since Thursday has drastically restricted flow to the outside world. I'm Joe Ramsey.